Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe 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 Hare 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 Radhe 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki Jai Radha Rani Ki Jai Giriraj Dharan Ki Jai Varsana Dham Ki Jai Varali Lala Ki Jai Jai Shri Ram Ganatamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Barsana Dan. We are in Barsana. Barsana is situated within one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan, which is named Vrindavan. The whole area, Trasi Kosh
Vrindavan, Braj Mandal, there are 12 major forests. One of the forests is Vrindavan, one is Mahavan, one is Madhuvan, Kokilavan, Kamyavan, Bailvan, Bajravan, Bandiravan, Bilvavan, Lohavan, and Barsanadam, Nandagram, Radhakunj, Shamakunj, Giri Govardhan, Sevakunj, Nirubhan, Rasastali, Vamshivad. They are all in the forest called Vrindavan. So that should be understood. Barsana is extremely important to Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because this is the place of Radharani's birth and some kalpas. But we, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we worship the birthplace in Ravel, which is near Gokul. The Neem Bark Sampradaya, they worship Barsana as the birthplace of Radharani. Both are correct. The main point is that Ladini Shakti Prem Sarup Radharani Mahabhavati Mahabhavati Radharani did come to this earth, and she does come to this earth, and she is always in Vrindavan. Vrindavanam Prityaja Paramekam Nagachati. Bhagavan Sri Krishna does not take one step out of Vrindavan, and neither does Radharani. Krishna goes in his expanded forms. Vasudev Krishna goes to Mathura and goes on to Dwarka. Radharani has three forms: Vrishubhanu Nandini Kirtita Sutta, the daughter of Kirtita and Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And she lives always forever in Barsana and Yavat. Yavat is the place of her mother-in-law, Jatila, and her so-called husband, Ayan Ghosh, Abhimanyu. But when Radharani expands and meets Krishna Kurukshetra, that's Samyogini Radha. There's Samyogini Radha, Vyogini Radha, and then there's Barsana. Barsane Wali Radhe, Shri Radhe Radhe Radhe. Srimati Radharani, she goes back and forth between her mother's house in Barsana, where we are now, and her mother-in-law's house in Yavat. Tomorrow we will go to Yavat and to Terakadamba. Radharani spends 3 months a year in Yavat, and then she takes a vacation from her mother-in-law, because after 3 months she needs a break. She says, "Oh, mother-in-law, Dandabat. Shridam, her brother comes in the morning. He's riding a horse and he brings a carriage from Barsana to Yavat to pick up Srimati Radharani and her younger sister, Ananga Manjari. Radharani's younger sister, Ananga Manjari, is married to Abhimanyu's younger brother, who is named Durmada. Dur means excessively. Yeah, Durmada means he's excessively intoxicated. Very crazy. He's the younger brother of Abhimanyu. And Abhimanyu means always angry. Sridham brings Radharani back to Barsana. Radharani stays in Barsana for Magh Mas, Phagun Mas, and Chaitra. which means January, February, March, and April. This is Chaitra Mas, Krishna Paksha, the dark side of the month. Radharani is here in Varsana. Did you see her? Yes. She was in a very, very good mood today. Why? Because today was a festival day. The festival of Chapan Bhog Darshan. There was a special darshan today. Larali Lal came out in front. Usually they are 10 meters back, 10 meters further inside the altar. They were here today, yes? You saw them? Usually they're back there, 10 meters further away from your vision. You follow? In other words, Radharani came out. You can stay in your bedroom. Or you can come out to the front porch. No, the porch, the veranda. She was right on the front porch. Very close darshan. Very sweet and beautiful darshan. Chapan Bhog means today they offered Radharani 56 preparations deep fried in pure cow's ghee. So naturally, who wouldn't be happy after eating Chapan Bhog? Naturally you'll be happy. So when someone's happy and satisfied, it's a very good time to ask for a favor. O Srimati Radharani, by your causeless mercy and the mercy of your representative, Sri Guru, Sri Guru Charana Padma, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma, the feet of your guru, they are a treasure house. Bhakti Sadma, they are a treasure house of devotion. My guru has opened the treasure house of his heart, a pure bhakti. And he's taken out a jewel and he's placed it in my heart. Pramanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Sri Guru, the Guru of Sri Mati Ra Da Ra Ni Radharani. Radharani ki. O Radharani, by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru and your good self, we are standing before you. After thousands and thousands and millions of lives, and you're looking so beautiful. So sweet and so playful. I want to live in your village. Will you bless me that in my next life I will take birth in Varsana from the womb of a Braja Gopi? In Boma Vrindavan, where your Prakat Leelas manifest, where your manifest pastimes are going on. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's describing this in Gita Mala. When will I take birth in Varsana as a young Kishori Gopi? And I will grow up in the village of Varsana, here in this place of these beautiful hills, Saki Parvat, Dohani Kun, Pili Pukur, Dangar, Mangar, Vilasgar, These will be my playground, my stomping grounds. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying that way because the pure soul who attains Govinda Bhakti, Radha Bhakti, Radha Govinda Bhakti, this is his aspiration. This is his sankalpa, his determination, his vow. Surely we will take another birth. But where? Yam yam vapi svaran bhavam tyachit yanta klevaram. Whatever we remember at the time of death, yam yam vapi svaran bhavam, the bhav, that love, that feeling, that bhav will transport the soul into another body. So this Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy and the sadhana bhakti, we're cultivating, we're supposed to cultivate rag, attachment for Radha and Krishna Yugal. In the mood of a Priyanarma Sakha, or in the mood of a Nitya Sakhi, or Pran Sakhi of Radha, Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, Rati Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami, Kamala Manjari, Bhaktivinod Thakur, Nayanamani Manjari, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Guru can be seen. Guru can be seen as Sakha, cowherd boy. Guru can be seen as Manjari, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi. How? Why? Because he can have many forms. You can see in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the devotees of the Lord, they can expand in as many forms as the Lord desires in order to engage in pastimes. In one form you can stay in Vaikuntha as Jayan Vijay. Another form you can become Haranyaksha, Haranyakashipu, and fight with the Lord. They were also there. It wasn't a vacancy left there in Vaikuntha. They expanded. Hanuman is in Kimpuru Shaloka. Hanuman is in Ayodhya. Hanuman is in Chitrakut. Many expansions. So don't limit Guru. Do not limit. Limit means reduce. Oh, I'm so much interested in being a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. I'm attracted like this. But my guru's a Manjari? Oh, that's not very good. I have to trade in my guru. I have to trade in my guru and shop around for another guru. My guru is in Gopi Bhav? Oh, how terrible. This is disastrous. Or my guru is in Sakya Bhav? He's absorbed in the coward pastimes of Krishna Balaram? When Krishna goes to Radhakund for 6 hours in Madhyan Leela, then the gopas start crying, Krishna, Kaniya Kaha? When are you returning? Where have you gone? On the plea of searching for some lost calves and cows, you and Subal and Sridham, you left hours ago. And we're sitting here at Gwalpakur, on the side of Giriraj, waiting desperately for you. Krishna! 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 Krishna Kahan! Krishna Kahan! Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna could not hear their anxious pleas because he was in the kunjas of Radha Kund. Nikunja Mevi Raje Kanashama Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje Kanashama Radhe Radhe. Radhe 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 Ghanashyam Radhe 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 Kunjamevi Raje Ghanashyam Radhe Radhe Kunjamevi Raje Kunjamevi Raje Ghanashyam Radhe Radhe Kunjamevi Raje Ghanashyam Radhe Radhe Nikunj Mevi Raje Ghanashyam Radhe Radhe 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 Nikunj Mevi Raje Ghanashyam Radhe Radhe Nikunj Mevi Raje Ghanashyam Radhe Radhe Dai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Barsana has a very special place in the hearts of all the devotees. All right, how to adjust? How to adjust Radhakund and Barsana? This question is on your faces. This question is on your faces. Rupa Goswami is telling that Radhakund is superior to any Leelasthan in all of the universe. Because there is only Madhurya Leela. Parakya Bhav. Only Radha. Only Radha. And her Priya Sakis and her Sahacharis, her intimate group, and Krishna, only Krishna, no one else, no Yashoda, Nanda, no cows, only Krishna, Radha, and the Kunjas, and the Kund, Sri Kund and Sham Kund, Radha Kund and Sham Kund. This is a special place of service for all the sakis and manjaris. They go there for a few hours every day, from 10:48 in the morning until 3:36. But they don't sleep there at night. The homes of all the manjaris and sakis are in Barsana. You live in one place and you work in another place. Yes? So they're born in or Manjris and Sakis are born in Barsana and neighboring villages. They grew up in Barsana. They sleep every night, at least for a half hour or so, in Barsana. And the rest of the time they're playing. Sometimes Barsana, sometimes Nandagram, Yavat, Kokilavan, Vrindavan, Niruban, Radhakund, Govardhan, Chandra Sarovara, everywhere they're playing with Krishna. Because I was asked to speak about the importance and significance of Barsana. So these are the two most important places for any devotees of Radha and Krishna. Barsana is our home, and Radhakund is our office. And the kunjas of Radhakund are places of worship, where we worship our Swamini Radha. Swamini Shri Radha. Generally, we see that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they prefer to live and work, let's say, live and serve in their sadhaka roops. Sadhaka roop means the form of a practitioner. And this, as sadhakas, practicing sadhana, Vaidhi sadhana, Raghunuga sadhana, they prefer to live and do bhajan in Radhakund. This is our parampara. Radhakund has been given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami elucidated the importance of Radhakund by expanding one verse from the Padma Purana. There's 11 shlokas commenting on one verse from Padma Purana. Yata Vishnu Tata Radha says that Radharani is the most, Vishnu means Krishna, Radharani is the most Tata Priya Vishnu, Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. This is Radhakund. And similarly, Radhakund is similarly equally as dear to Krishna as Radharani. Rupa Goswami expanded the commentary on this verse to show how one can enter that domain of intimate confidential service as a Nitya Sakhi Mandri of Radha. Vacho Vegam Manasakrota Vegam Jiva Vegam Udrapashta Vegam. First verse, Vacho Vegam Manasakrota Vegam. Control. Then loving exchanges. Patience. All these qualities are there. So when one is adjusted, when one is perfectly adjusted within himself and with the Sangha of Vaishnavas, and his adjustment is all on the he's adjusted himself on the basis of devotion, submission, service and surrender to the Vaishnavas, then he can live in Brajatishtan. He can live in Braj, Nam Sadaruchi, and he can have some taste for the holy name. Without being properly adjusted with the Vaishnav Sangha, one can never get taste from the holy name. If there's envy, if there's aparad, if there's fault finding, never. Nam Ruchi will never arise in such a dirty heart. The most important realization that's applicable to everyone in the audience. Realizations are many. Everyone has many realizations. But which one is appropriate for the particular group to share, that depends on the adhikar of the people. So I want to speak something that's relevant and helpful to all of you. When we were new bhaktas, now we're old bhaktas, or still trying to be bhaktas, we were doing some service in the temple. A very complicated and very demanding service. It required a very intense powers of concentration. It required lots of qualification, degrees in college and post-graduation degrees. What was that service that they asked me to do? after I had graduated from medical school and everything, they said, Mr. Das, we want you to learn how to take out the temple trash, garbage, refuse. They thought that I was sufficiently qualified to do such a task, such a demanding task. At first I thought, are you kidding? And then he said, the temple commander said, this is bhakti yoga. I said, yes, of course. This is bhakti yoga. So, where's the trash? Where's the garbage? They said, this is the science of how to do it. You take this can, little can, and empty it into the big can. Take the little can of trash and empty it into the big can of trash. It's called dumpster. And then a big truck comes and picks up and goes, boom, boom. It's called dumpster. So as I was emptying the little cans into the big can, I kept going on my mind, this is bhakti yoga. Yeah, this is bhakti yoga. I was satisfied with that realization. But then one kind-hearted, benevolent, and all-loving Brahmin, he approached me and said, hey Prabhu, why aren't you chanting? I'm sorry. I thought I was doing bhakti yoga. He said, no, you're only taking out the trash. If you're, what's the difference between you and a trash man? He stumped me. I didn't know how to reply. I thought, these Hare Krishna, I was only 3 days in the temple. I was trying to understand how these Hare Krishna people think and speak. It was like parables. And I couldn't understand. It was riddles. I said, what's the difference between me and a trash man? I said, I don't know. I thought I was a bhakti yoga trash man. He said, listen. And listen very well. If you're doing some service for Prabhupada and you're not chanting Hare Krishna while you're doing that service is not devotional service. It was 1975, 3 days after Gaur Purnim. I joined on Gaur Purnim. From Los Angeles. And he said, when you're taking out the trash, you have to say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He said, just sing. Krishna's everywhere. Don't you want to be with Krishna? Yeah. I want to be with Krishna. Well then chant. Take out the trash, empty the little can into the big can, but try the best that you can to keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Ram again and again. This was one of the best instructions I ever received in my life from one of Prabhupada's disciples, my godbrother. It made a very deep impression on my chitta, my consciousness. And by the mercy of that benevolent Brahman who was carrying the full mercy of Prabhupada, we've tried to follow this instruction to this day. Service is not enough. Radharani has to be mixed in your service. How will you mix Radharani in your service? How will you call Radharani into your service? By chanting her name. Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna. Radha will come, Krishna will come. Then you'll understand what it means, devotional service. You'll be connected to the river of bhakti. It's simple. We have to do it. But we don't. We're very busy cooking. Oh, I'm really furiously cooking in the kitchen. Oh, watch that. But no chanting. Cooking, cleaning, this, that, everything. Babysitting, working, everything. It's very, very easy. Very, very simple tasks. Our brain has 500 billion cells. 500 billion right here. And we have to put 500 billion brain cells into cutting a carrot? We have to put 500 billion brain cells into stirring some sweet rice? This is automatic. This is simple stuff. Just 200,000 brain cells can handle it. This is simple activity. It's very easy to do. With a mere 200,000 brain cells, you can cook the sweet rice. That leaves you a balance of 300,000 brain cells to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Giriraj Dharan Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. This point seems very easy, but it's not. Easier said than done. We would be most pleased. We would be most pleased if all of you could practice this idea. Whatever you're doing, chant. Chant when you bathe, chant when you cook, chant when you... And you will find that it's so easy to do everything. Oh, it's so difficult to cook for 20 people. I don't know what to do. I'm in so much tension. Why? Because you're forgetting Krishna. Krishna. Tension-free life. It's a wonderful instruction. What does Jiva Goswami say in Bhakti Sandarbha? If we're doing puja, Esha Dupo Kling Krishnaya Namaha. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. What have three? Oh, 5, 6, 7. Was it 7 or 8? Or maybe 9. All right. Hey, well, what's one more? 8. But the puja vidhi, the instruction says, offer the agarbati, the dupe, 4 times to Thakurji's feet, 2 times to his waist, 3 times to his head, and 7 times to his whole body. So we're doing puja. 1. Jiva Goswami says, if we're doing puja or archan, and we're not mixing that archan with the chanting of Hare Krishna, it is nishphal. It is not, there is no fruit. It is not, it is a waste of time. It is not acceptable and pleasing to the person whom you are worshipping. So what can we draw, what conclusion can we draw from Jiva Goswami's instruction in the Bhakti Sandarbha? The conclusion we can draw is that the most important thing, the mukya sadhana, the most important practice is kirtaniya sada hari. Trinadapi sunichena tarori vasishna amanina manidena kirtaniya sadari. Always chant the holy name. Are we afraid to chant? Do we don't know how to chant? Then, what's the problem? Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra Purna Shudo Nitya Mukto Binatvam Nama Namano Purna Shudho. What does that mean? This is from Padma Puran. It means that everything becomes pure by contacting the Chintamani Nam. The Sajri becomes pure. The trash can becomes pure. The world becomes pure, and most importantly, we become pure. 24 hours in a day, 6 hours sleeping, 18 hours left. Somehow 2 hours goes to 16 rounds. Okay, that's 6 hours sleeping, 2 hours chanting japa, that's 8. And 3 hours bathing, that's 11. At least like 12 to 13 hours to sing and chant Krishna's name. Jeev Jago, wake up. Chant. Chant, chant. Can't. 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 So difficult. 3 words. As much as we are reluctant to chant Krishna's name, that is a measurement of how little attachment and love we have for Krishna. Simple proof. you're living with the holy name, that means you love Krishna. If the holy name is in your bead bag hanging on the wall, that's where your love is. Your love is on the wall, hanging in a bead bag. Wear your love, show your love, distribute your love, expand your love. Realize the love in your own heart. What is the means to that end? What is the way to realize the reservoir of love in our heart? He knows. He's a kirtanir. Chanting Krishna, 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 hey! Krishna! If we're always reaching out to Krishna, what is he going to do to us? He's going to reach out to us. But we're like, Krishna, you do your thing, I'll do my thing. I'm cooking dinner for my husband. Don't disturb me, Krishna. I'm working in the office for my wife and kids. Krishna, please don't disturb me. I'm doing my duty. Forget your duty. That's not your Sanatana Dharma. The name should always be vibrating. What does it mean, Kirtaniya Sadahari? Is it a joke? No, I got my hand inside this guy's mouth. I'm a dentist. I can't chant now. You can do that work blindfolded. If you've done it for 5 years, you can put a blindfold on and take somebody's teeth out. The tongue should always be vibrating the holy name. Make friends with Krishna. He wants to love us. He wants to love each and every one of us. He wants to live with us. He wants to move with us. He wants to be with us. Reach out. Reach out. And accept his hand. And only price you have to pay to receive Krishna's hand in yours is to chant his holy name. It's very simple. And sublime. Let's go back to Krishna. Back home, back to Godhead. You may remember when we were in Man Mandir, Krishna was trying to win the favor of Radharani because she was in Man. And she didn't want to, even though he begged forgiveness, and he promised never to go to see Chandravali again. Radharani was not budging, not changing an inch. She wouldn't change her position. The Mandris and Sakis, their hearts melted with compassion for Krishna. And they appealed to Radharani on behalf of Krishna. And that's where we left off. We said, remember? Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill as Giridhari. Remember that? Oh, Radharani, in Braj, everyone likes Krishna. Please forgive him. Krishna has, of course, already left. And he was crying. Purnamasi found him. She said, why are you crying? And Shyam said that my Priyaji, she rejected me. Yogamaya said, listen, I will help you. Krishna was telling Yogamaya, he said, listen, I'm suffering so much separation, day and night, I can't eat anything. Brindadevi arrived on the scene. Krishna, what can I say? How can I help you? I think I have a good idea, Krishna. You should. You will have to take sannyas. If you want to attain Radharani, you'll have to renounce everything. You have to become a sannyasi beggar. And you have to go to Radharani and beg for her man, for her sulky, unfavorable mood. Man Bhikshu, you have to beg her. All right, Vrindadevi, I agree. Please prepare a nice sannyasi disguise which I can wear and go to break Radharani's mind, man. I cannot give you sannyas, said Vrindadevi. You must go to a sannyasi. You must go to Kailash Parvat and meet with Lord Shiva. He can dress you as a sannyasi. All right, Krishna said. I will go and I will receive sannyas from Lord Shiva. Then I will return to you and get training from you how to break Radharani's man. Krishna was practically going mad in separation from Radharani as he traveled to Kailash Parvat. He was all the way to Kailash, Krishna was shouting, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Shiva jumped up from his asan. Who is this? Madly chanting, Radhe, Radhe. Oh? It is Krishna? Has he gone mad? Why is he chanting like this? Krishna explained the whole story to Shiva. He said, Oh Shivji, please disguise me so that I look exactly like you, like a yogi covered with ashes and matted locks, wearing Rudraksha beads. Shiva replied, My Lord, you are Krishna. You are Swayam Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The whole universe is controlled by you. You can do anything you want and you have vast, unlimited powers. Why are you acting like an ordinary human being? Oh, Prabhu, Lord Shiva said, today I am really very fortunate. This is all the arrangement of Yoga Maya. Has the Supreme Personality of Godhead? You are really enjoying a very special leela. When Shiva went to remove Krishna's celebrated peacock feather, he said, How can I do this? How can I take this peacock feather from your beautiful hair, your beautiful wavy locks falling over your shoulders? And you want me to take that beautiful hair and turn it into matted locks? Jata! How can I do this? Jata, matted locks are so ugly. Just stuck all together. Like pasted together. Just, ugh. Are you sure you want me to do this? Then, at the very thought of this, Shiva fainted. When Shiva awoke, he said, Krishna, now I will replace your Vaijanti garland with a garland of bones. His flower mala, five different forest flowers, Vaijanti mala, Shiva took it, lifted it from Krishna's neck and replaced it with a garland of bones. And I'm sorry, I have to take off your silk dhoti, Pitambara Vastra, and I have to dress you in a tiger skin. And all your jewels and ornaments, they must take them off. And you must carry the bag of a renunciate, a joli, a small shoulder bag like most devotees carry. You must carry the small bag of a bhikshu, of a beggar. And I'm sorry, I have to take this flute. And I have to give you a kamandalu and a danda. Now your body is smeared with all sweet things, like chandan alepana. Chandan paste is smeared on your body, and kasturi, musk. We have to wipe all of that off, Krishna, and replace it with ashes from the crematorium. Now we have to replace with nasty ashes from the crematorium. Krishna, we will have to remove your waste bells. Your kinkini mala. And now you must wear kopins. They must be tied tightly. Thus Shiva dressed Krishna up exactly like a Vairagi sadhu, like a yogi. Now he became Man Bikari. Krishna returned from Kailash and went to Vrindavan dressed as a yogi. Krishna was thinking, oh Radharani, do you realize what I've done? This is Krishna's thinking. I've dressed up as a sannyasi. I've given up my flute. Now I am playing a damru. Damru drum. And I'm singing a song. So when he arrived, he was singing a song. No one really understood. They saw this Vairagi yogi wearing a tiger skin, playing a damru, obviously with Rudraksha beads around his neck and around his arm. It was obvious that he was a devotee of Lord Shiva, a yogi. And he was singing a rather unusual song. Oh Radhe, I gave up my flute, dhoti and mala, and my mor mukut. That he sang this as he entered the Braj, into Braj. And the second line of the song, and you gave up your blue dress, and you'll never wear it again. Because remember, this morning Radharani abandoned anything black, dark black or blue, like her Nilambara sari. No more kajal, no more black clothes, no more black deer, no more black cuckoo or coil, everything out. Oh Radha, he's singing, this is his song. I'll come in Kali Yuga, and I'll wander all around like a madman chanting your name. Radhe, 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 Barsane, Wali, Radhe. Radhe, 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 Barsane, Wali, Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe,
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe.
Krishna was singing this song as he approached Nandagram, the house of Nanda Maharaj. And he was standing outside Nanda Maharaj's house playing his damru and singing, Har, 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 Mahadev, bam, bam, bole. Yashoda came out of the house and she was astonished to see such a strange looking character. She was thinking, actually, he's a very good looking sadhu. I've never seen such a sadhu, Vairagi sadhu, as this. Although he has all the marks of a yogi, jata, matted locks, a necklace of skulls, bones, it's covered with ashes. He's playing a damru. Like all the other sadhus I've seen. But underneath all those ashes is the most beautiful face I've ever seen. He reminds me so much of my Lala. I've never seen a sadhu like this. Nanda Rani was bewildered. Who is this sadhu anyway? He seems like my Kanu. Is this my darling son? Yashoda was very confused. Has has my son taken sannyas at such an early age? 10 years old? How is this possible? This can't be Krishna. But if it is not Krishna, then who is his mother and father? And who allowed, how could they allow such a beautiful young boy to take sannyas? It seems criminal. Mother Yashoda said, "Oh yogi, there's no need for you to wander all around begging. My husband is the king of Braj. Nandaraj, Brajaraj, Nanda. Nanda Baba Ki, Yashoda Maya Ki. Stay here with us. We have 50, 60 rooms in our palace. You can stay here. We will feed you nicely. You're too beautiful and too young and tender to go out begging with a begging bowl and a kamandalu in your hand." Oh Bal Yogi. Bal, B-A-L. Bal. Bal Yogi means, oh child yogi, young yogi. Who is your father? Yogi Krishna. Yogi Krishna, the Vairagi Sadhu, replies, "Vasunath." "Don't ask me, mother. Just give me some alms." "No, no, no. No, no, no. Listen, Lala. Yogi. You come into my house. Please bless our house with your holy footsteps. I want to make you my friend," Mother Yashoda said. Yogi Krishna expanded himself in another form as Krishna. And he suddenly came walking up the pathway towards the front door of Yashoda's house in Nandagram. Yashoda saw Krishna going, "Oh Lala, you came just in time. I want you to make friends with this yogi." The Krishna yogi said, "All right, Mataji, I will try to make friends with your little boy. But first, I have to wander around the village of Braj, doing Madhukari. I will return very soon to play with your Lala." So the yogi starts wandering around and he comes to Barsana and he's singing. He comes very nearby a kunja in Gavarvan where Radharani is sitting with some of her sakis. And the yogi starts singing, "Har har bum bum, har har bum bum, har har bum bum. Who is that, Saki?" Some Sakis go and see and come back and report, "Oh, Radhika, it's one beautiful yogi has come." The Sakis greet the yogi and they said, "Oh, Yogi Raj, oh, you're so young. How did you become a yogi?" In a very sober voice, Bal Yogi said, "Have you not heard of Dhruva Maharaj? He was only 5 years old. He also became a yogi at a young age. I have come here to Varsana only to beg alms. And I will only accept alms from the most chaste lady amongst all of you Sakis." The yogi continued, "Oh, beautiful girl, my Gurudev, he ordered me only to take alms from a girl named Radhika. This Guru Agya, this is Guru Agya. This is the order of my Guru. I can only take alms from a Sakhi named Radhika. Is there any Sakhi amongst you that goes by that name, Radhika? My Guru ordered me like this, so I must see this. Who is this Gandharvika, this most chaste and exalted lady that lives in Barsana? Who is this that goes by the name Sri Radhika? I must meet her and take alms only from her. I want to see the lotus feet of this famous Sakhi of your village of Barsana." Vishakha says, "Yes, Dandabhats, Yogiraj, please wait. I will go inside the kunj." Vishakha entered the kunj. She catches Radharani's hand and brings her outside to meet the yogi. Radharani, seeing this exalted yogi, immediately offers respects at the feet of this yogi. That's a good trick. That's a very good trick. Radharani is offering respects at the feet of Krishna. That particular incident is very, very rare. Once in a lifetime. But Krishna regularly, day after day, offers respects at the feet of Radharani. Respects! Not only respect, but Krishna offers his heart at the feet of Radharani. He cries on Radharani's feet. He bathes Radharani's feet with the tears of his eyes. His heart submitted at her feet in utter submission and surrender. "Please accept me. Please. I beg you. Forgive me." This is a daily occurrence. But now the tables are turned. Radharani's very clever boy. Yogi Raj. "Oh." The yogi said, "Oh. You are that Radhika? My Guru Dev has ordered me to meet you and take alms from you." Radharani immediately goes and brings some rice and some fruits and vegetables to give as bhiksha, as donation to the yogi. The yogi says, "Oh Radhika, what will I do with all these things? Just by seeing your lotus feet, all my desires are fulfilled." Hearing these words from the yogi, Radharani becomes overwhelmed with ecstatic symptoms. Her voice starts choking up. Her hair starts standing on end. And she speaks to the yogi, "Yogi Raj, if you do not want this rice and the vegetables and fruits that I'm offering, then what bhikshu do you want?" The yogi held out his hands, his palms, and he said very slowly, "Oh, Vrishabhano Nandini, I'm begging the man you are keeping in your heart, that unfavorable mood You are harboring in your heart for that Nanda Nandan. Radha is overwhelmed by both distress and happiness at this request of the yogi. Finally, Radharani puts her palms together and she says, "Oh yogi, please take all my sulkiness, take all my man toward Krishna." Upon receiving the treasure of Radhika's man, Yogi Krishna quickly left. He discarded his sannyas dress and he walked to Terakadamba. Standing under a kadamba tree at Terakadamba, Krishna sang Radha's name with the flute. The Sakis heard that enchanting song and said, "Radhika, do you hear that bewitching sound? Leave all your distress behind and let us run to that flute player." As Radhika and her Sakis ran to Terakadamba, they sang an uproarious kirtan. As they approached Terakadamba and they saw Krishna standing under the kadamba tree playing his flute, they were singing a beautiful kirtan. Govinda bolo bhaja gopala bolo, 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 Radha Ramana Hari Govinda bolo, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda bolo, Govinda bolo bhaja gopala bolo, Govinda bolo bhaja gopala bolo, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda bolo, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda bolo. Vrindavan Bikari ki jai, Radharani ki jai. So that was the story of Krishna becoming a yogi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare, Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Giriraj Dharan Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. This is a story of the sage who ate dirt. Who is that sage? And where was that dirt? And who fed that dirt to the sage? Who, what, when, where, and why? One day in Barsana, when Radharani was a small girl, she was playing house with all her little girlfriends, like little girls do everywhere. They were preparing make-believe puris and make-believe laddus. They were taking some clay and some water. And, oh, hey, Saki. Hey, Lalite. Look at my puri. My mud puri. Oh, look at this laddu. Basin laddu with walnuts inside and raisins. Ooh, it's very, very nice. Oh, yeah. Very nice, Radha. One day, a sage by the name of Durvasa Muni, he came to Barsana and he visited Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And Radharani, as a little girl, she saw the sage. Hey, Rishi! Please, come and taste some of my laddus. Seeing what the laddus were made from, Durvasa Muni declined the offer. He said, I don't... No, thank you. I'm not hungry right now. Again, with a very sweet smile, Radharani asked again, oh, Rishi, please could you taste my laddu? I've made it so delicious, so sweet. It will just melt in your mouth. The sage couldn't resist the offer of this darling, sweet young girl. Durvasa Muni took one laddu. He tasted that laddu, which was made of dirt. And he experienced the most incredible sweetness that he never experienced in his whole life. What was that sweetness? What made that mud taste so sweet? It was the touch of Radharani's lotus hands. She rolled that dirt in her hands. She molded that dirt in her hands. And she made a very beautiful form, a very beautiful shape from that mud and that dirt. And because Radharani touched that mud became very sweet. That mud became very tasty. That mud became very delicious. And that laddu became known as Krishna Das. Anyone who is touched by Radharani, they will become delicious. They will become tasty, irresistible. Our hearts are made of dirt. This is proven by Lord Chaitanya. We do not clean and do any effort to clean a clean place. Some room is already clean, we don't go to clean it. It's already clean. So Lord Chaitanya said, Chaito Darpanam Marjanam. Marjan means to clean. So our chitta, or our chitta, is dirty. Our consciousness is dirty. A dirty room must be cleansed. Our consciousness is full of mud. It's full of dirt. And it has a very bad shape. We are in a very bad shape. But if Radharani touches our heart with her hands, if she takes our heart in her hands and starts rolling our heart and molding our heart, as she did with the dirt of Barsana, she starts rolling the dirt of our consciousness in her tender, loving hands. Mistahana. Mistahana means sweet hands of Radharani. Then our hearts will assume a very beautiful shape. Perfectly round. Very attractive. And anyone who tastes that heart of Krishna Das or Krishna Dasi, they will really relish something special. So all of you have become turned into Radha Ladus. She has touched all of your hearts, all the ladies, all the gentlemen, those dusty, dirty, misshapen, grotesque hearts. She has touched them, reshaped them, restructured them, re-sculpted them. Sculpting. Like making a murti. Now so beautiful. Bhakta Sarup. From a pile of ashes. From a pile of dirt. Known as our filthy hearts. Radharani has touched our hearts and made a beautiful edifice. A beautiful edifice, a beautiful statue of divine love. Vivishwan Das, Achinta Das, Chaitanya Dasi. Beautiful. How has Radharani touched our hearts? I don't live in Barsana. I live in St. Petersburg. I live in Moscow. How has she touched her heart? Her hands are in Barsana. She's in Barsana. She's touched her heart with her most beautiful form. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Barsana, right below this, the mountain of Mangar, where we were in Mangar, there's a beautiful valley there, and a very beautiful forest called Gavarvan. Gavar means caves. There's many caves and gufa, caves in the sides of that mountain. Many beautiful gardens. These are the personal gardens of Radharani. She built these gardens with her own hands. And the only purpose that she built these gardens was so she could secretly meet with Krishna and serve him. There's one local song in Braj Bhasha language where the singer is singing to Radharani, "O Radhe, you personally built this garden of Gevardhan with your own hands. You walk here in your garden absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Your footprints and the dust of your feet are sprinkled everywhere here. We fervently pray for the opportunity to sweep your gardens of Gevardhan. But we don't want to sweep those gardens with an ordinary broom. We want to sweep those footpaths which have been traversed by your beautiful feet. We want to sweep those footpaths with our eyelashes, so we can see all the more closely the dust of your lotus feet." Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Radha Rani ki jai. Well, this is the mood. So near that forest of inaccessible, deep, dense, dark, thick trees, this garden is shaped like a conch shell. And often Radha and Krishna meet there intimately. Near Gevardhan there was a field of chickpeas growing. One day, Krishna and the cowherd boys, they snuck into that field of chickpeas. Fresh, juicy chickpeas. Or basin. Basin means chickpeas. And they stole those chickpeas. Krishna, he will steal anything. Chickpeas, butter, yogurt, saris, hearts. He'll steal everything. Even a chickpea. A piece of chana. What is this? This is God? He goes to steal a chickpea? Chickpea chore. Radhe, radhe, chickpea chore. Radhe, radhe, chickpea chore. Radhe, radhe, chickpea chore. Radhe, radhe, chickpea chore. Everything is sweet about the thief of chickpeas. Hare Krishna. One old lady who was tending that garden saw these boys. Stop! You chickpea chore! She ran after him, the boys, but she couldn't catch them. They ran a short distance away and all the boys sat in a circle surrounding Krishna. They took off their chatters, put them in front of them, and dumped out all their chickpeas that they stole. And amongst lots of laughing, what they did is they spread all the, and some boys went and gathered some dried twigs and dried leaves and they made a little fire. And they started roasting the chickpeas in the fire. And then before all the boys ate the chickpeas, they said, "Well, wait a minute. We can't just eat these roasted chickpeas. We can't just eat these roasted chickpeas. First, we have to offer them to Krishna and then take his prasad." So they did. And everyone's laughing. Finally, that old lady arrived. She was really running slowly. They outran her. They collected firewood. They roasted her chickpeas. They ate them all. Laughed. And still she didn't catch up. Finally she saw them. As soon soon as she saw the splendor of Krishna surrounded by all his loving coward boyfriends, such beauty, she forgot everything. She dropped her anger and she became absorbed in Vatsalya Bhav. Then she personally came up and sat down next to Krishna and started taking the shells off the stolen chickpeas and feeding them to Krishna. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. This is Krishna's amazing pastimes. He stole somebody's chickpeas from their garden. He was caught red-handed. Did he go to jail? Was he punished? Was he spanked? Was he beaten? Did she pull his ear? No. She took the shell off the chickpeas and started feeding it to him in motherly affection. Vatsalya Bhav. This is Krishna. Anandakanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. Radha.